Let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Jokes have come in from Muggsy John and Skydiver Sally in Brazil, Indiana, and Donna Glade Tau in Elk Grove Village. As always, John, thanks for all you guys do. We're getting lined up with you for your Salvation Army Radiothon in Red Kettle, says Dan Finnegan. He's in West Dundee. Mug bearing and happy is Hollywood John in Venice, Florida. Thanks for listening, John. Christine Mary dropped something, sent me a picture of her having recently dropped something. She's in Bridgeport. And Joe Galwitzer of Lamont writes, P.S., Debbie and I really enjoyed our time in England with you guys. Yeah, they were nice travelers. Joe and Debbie, we enjoyed traveling with you. You should travel with us again sometime. I believe there might be a couple of suites left on our Portugal river trip next September. Contact Kelly Cruises in Oak Brook. Here we go. What's the difference between $1 million and $1 billion? About $1 billion, which reminds me, hey, Dave, what's the difference between a diameter and a radius?
Is this a Smarty Pants joke?
Yeah, and Steve Alexander isn't here to warn people.
But the following may be unsuitable for some listeners.
Right. So, Dave, what's the difference between a diameter and a radius?
Tell me.
A radius. I don't even know if that's a joke. That's just showing off, but y'all figure that one out at home. My eye doctor said my test results just came back, and I said, can I see them? And he said,
probably not.
I tried a non-alcoholic beer last night, and I think I now know what my favorite ingredient in beer is. Hey, Dave, what's a bacteria?
Like a germ?
A rear door to a cafeteria. Speaking of bacteria, two bacteria walk into a restaurant. The owner says, hey, we don't serve your kind here. The bacteria says, but we're staff. All right, this is kind of embarrassing. We told the turkey to come to Thanksgiving. We were going to roast him, and he said, great, I'll bring a podium and a microphone. And I'm like, you tell him.
Hey, John, what do the salads say to the butter at Thanksgiving?
Dude, you're on a roll.
John, how can you incorporate some hip-hop into your family's Thanksgiving?
Funny you should ask, Dave. I was just wondering.
Brent
and I were just last night going, but everything's great, but how can we incorporate some hip-hop into our family Thanksgiving? And I said, we need to bring some salt and pepper.